Garfo pointed to a steep bend up ahead.
When we're round the point of yon bend, we'll be meeting up with Buteo. Now, I know you're not afeard of any beast, but don't start anything with him. I've knowed Buteo a long time.
Lana was intrigued.
Just as you say, mate. But who is Buteo?
Garfo crumbled some nut bread on the cabin roof.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough, matey. Soon enough.
Beetlebutt took the bend smoothly, keeping to midstream. Halfway round it, Lana was startled to feel a slight cuff on the back of his head. Buteo landed like a bolt of lightning, silent and menacing. He was a honey buzzard, a large, savage-looking bird of prey. From fawn-barred tail to mottled chest and huge wingspan, to lethal hooked beak and a fierce eye, Buteo looked every inch a killer. Folding his wings, the buzzard stared disdainfully at the crumbled nut bread that Garfo had put out for him, then pointed a lethally sharp talon at them.
This be Buteo territory. I rule here. Hika!
Garfo replied cheerily.
So you do, me old birdie, but we ain't trespassing, just passing through.
Buteo cocked his head to one side, glaring at them.
Yeek! I riddle, you spin me a spin. Only pass here if you win. Good.
Garfo cautioned Lana to silence with a warning glance. The badger watched as the otter appeared to consider this proposition.
Good it is, Buteo. You go first.
The honey buzzard stared up at the sky, a thing that honey buzzards do when trying to appear mysterious.
Hiko! What be brown and yellow, fat and mad, and if you slow, sting you bad?
Garfo scratched his rudder, shaking his head as if really perplexed.
Oh, frazzle me whiskers, Buteo, that's a real poser.
Buteo pecked up the crumbled nut bread, sniggering.
Stupid river dog not crossing through my country, Buteo much clever.
Garfo tipped a sly wink to Lana, then jumped up shouting,
I got it! Tis a bumblebee!
Both Garfo and Lana had to avoid the buzzard's wings as he beat the air in frustration.
How you know?
The otter twitched his nose modestly.
No, I just took a guess. Oh, but it was a great and clever riddle.
Buteo stalked up and down, digging his talons angrily into the cabin roof. Then he turned and wheeled on Garfo.
You'll still not go till you spin me. This time I win.
The crafty otter produced a flat pebble from his helmet, spat on one side of it, and held it up for the bird to see.
Right, I'll spin you. Dry side I win, wet side you lose. Good?
The honey buzzard nodded eagerly. Garfo spun the pebble into the air, chanting,
Up she comes, down she goes, how she lands, no beast knows.
Buteo's keen eyes watched every spin of the stone until it clacked down flat on the deck. Garfo grinned from ear to ear.
Which side you lose?
The buzzard hovered over the otter, glaring murderously at him. Garfo sat munching a chunk of nut bread, looking the fierce bird straight in the eye.
You've got to let us pass now, mate, or you ain't a bird whose word can be trusted.
Fearing that the buzzard was going to attack Garfo, Lana braced himself to spring upon it. The bird's black and gold eyes dilated wildly as it screeched.
All these no Buteo be a bird of honour. My word always good. I slay any beast who say different. Ye can!
Snatching the nut bread from the otter's paw, he soared off into the air, up and up, until he was a mere dot in the sky. Lana relaxed gratefully.
That was a close call, my friend. Buteo looked like a bird who would fight to the death. How did you manage to hoodwink him like that?
Garfo Troch winked knowingly.
I've been doing it a long time, mate. Whenever my journeys take me by this way... Poor old Buteo's memories scrambled from too many battles. Besides, he ain't the brightest of birds. Funny how he loses every time. I'll let him win on the return trip, because I'll be bound back north-east anyway. That's fair enough.
Lana could not help laughing at the sly otter.
You great fat fraud. Shame on you, Garfo Troch.
Nibbling on a piece of cheese he had found, Garfo waved his rudder nonchalantly.
Better than having to fight to the death with a mad buzzard. You said so yourself, mate. Anything for an easy life, that's my motto.